This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 20th, episode 792, brought to you today by Back on Track Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Morning. Today is Wednesday.
Hey, everyone. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day, baby. Here's to another week. Halfway done. The downhill stretch has finally begun.
Daddy, I want another pony.
They call Wednesday hump day. Innocuous kilogram.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good Wednesday morning. You know, not to start the day out in a bad note, but I want to let everybody know about something that kind of happened over the weekend that is absolutely devastating and heartbreaking. And I want to encourage everybody to prevent something like this. A 14-year-old kid was out with his daddy hunting. And he goes out with his daddy hunting, and without really seeing a clear shot, they said they were looking kind of over this hill, and they saw the top end of what they thought was a deer. They weren't 100% sure. They shot it, and it was a freaking pony, a Shetland pony. They shot a Shetland pony. Apparently, that is the cardinal rule of hunting, is you need to be 100%, 110% sure of your target before pulling the trigger. The pony was shot through, it died instantly, so unfortunately it didn't suffer. But unfreaking believable. What father takes his 14-year-old kid out? First of all, vegetarian speaking here, anti-hunter, takes him out. Oh, you always hear the argument from hunters. Oh, well, we're responsible hunters. You know, we are.
Well, you know what? I'm going to stop you today. I'm going to come to the defense. 99% of them are. So, you know, 99% of them are, and I'm going to stop you on that one today. Sorry, you can't get away with that one today.
But if you're culling the herd, are you shooting the youngest, the weakest, or are you shooting the ones with the biggest points? They're shooting the ones with the biggest points. I'm sorry. They're not shooting the weak, sick ones, okay? That's culling the herd. So it's total crap, and this kid shot a pony, and I'm so irritated. So this leads me to saying, you guys, it's hunting season. Please be careful out there. And High Visibility Performance Sportswear. What's the website, Glenn?
HighVisibilitySportswear.com.
High Visibility Sportswear. Go check it out. And if you're going to go out riding or something, please, this stuff does happen. I didn't mean to start the show off on a bad note, but I just want everybody to be very, very, very careful, okay? Very careful. Good karma to everybody today. Love ya. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show? Oh, thanks. Throw it to me now that you've thrown some gasoline on the fire. On today's Back on Track Wednesday edition, we roll out the EquityMSG.com Wheel of Trivia for one last spin before Turkey Day. And following on the heels of horsey headlines and hilarious horse-related lists, the Horse Health Report is here to reveal the real lives of vet techs. Stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Very good. Well, I wanted to say, if you want to give us a call to play the EquityMSG.com Wheel of Trivia, do so at 347-637-3238. That's 347-637-3238. And when you do call, if you want to play the game, press 1 when you get through. It'll prompt you to do that. It'll say, if you want to get in the host queue, press 1. Definitely do that. That way it lets Jennifer know that you're calling to actually play the game. This is going to be the last game before the holidays. We have some special programming for you next Wednesday that we're excited about. So but we will be playing the game again in 2 weeks. So we're glad that you're wanting to play and give us a call. We still have a couple of lines open, so definitely give us a ring.
I'm going on vacation.
Jamie's gone on vacation. That's right. How come you get vacation and we don't? What's with that? I don't understand.
You know what, Glenn? Look, how much
you're a better planner?
Well, you guys say that. I'm taking the red eye on a Sunday night, the red eye flying all night long with a husband and a baby to my mother's house in Florida, where I will be met by my family, which, as you guys know, can be sketchy. can be exciting. And I'm going to spend several days there and then take the red eye home. So,
is it just you and the baby? Is Chad coming, or is he staying home and taking care of the animals?
Oh, no, Chad's coming. I'm not going through this alone.
You know what? You're going to not be too far from us. We're going to have to take a ride up and just crash the party. We've never met your family, so that could be interesting. I could finally see if everything you're saying is true.
Please don't come. Please don't come. I can just hear you for the next several years of us doing this radio show. Talking about my family. Oh my God, it's going to be a disaster. Okay,
I think that'd be good for the show.
It will
be good for the show, James.
If you come early enough in the morning, everybody will just be hungover and quiet. So that'd be good. But if you come in the evening, I can't promise anything. All bets are off.
All right, let's do our daily winnie. Well, my daily winnie, I actually have two of them, but I'm only going to play the thing once. One is to our listener, Kelly Utter. It's her birthday today. So happy birthday, Kelly. And I'm trying to find the happy birthday music, and I'm not finding it. So sing happy birthday, Jamie, because I
can't. Happy birthday. Whee!
There you go. Good. I don't know if I got deleted or what, but our birthday music's not in there. And I also wanted to say a thank you to Ruby Kaufman, another one of our listeners, who posted on Facebook a picture of her greyhound. She said she heard us talking yesterday about our greyhound, and she wanted to post a picture of hers. So thank you for that, Ruby, and give Ola a hug for us, a beautiful black greyhound. So we appreciate you doing that. And I also saw Uta posted this morning. Uta won a pile of crap, a box of crap a couple of weeks ago from my closet, and she posted a picture of it, and then also some other things that she won. So we love it when our listeners actually post pictures of the things they won. So we appreciate that, Uta. All right, Jamie, your turn. I do have this sound file.
Glenn, I got to give it to you. You posted the funniest thing in the world on my Facebook page. It is what it's like being a vegetarian at Thanksgiving.
I thought you'd like that one.
And it is so appropriate. So I'll just run through them because these are things that I've been a vegetarian for, let's see, how old am I? I've been a vegetarian for 26 years, okay? 26 Thanksgivings. That I have gone through without eating turkey or any of the ham or any of the crap that comes along with eating Thanksgiving food. My family at this point has learned not to cook the green beans with ham hock in it because I can't eat it. But still things get thrown in with meat. So some of the things that you hear as a vegetarian at Thanksgiving, everyone says, so what are you going to eat? Or vegetarians, well, I mean, you can still eat turkey. No, I don't eat turkey. Are you sure you don't want to eat turkey? Are you sure? Come on, it looks so good. Are you sure? Here, I'll just put it all on your plate. And then when you still say no, like I did one Thanksgiving and will never do again, I made a tofurkey, and it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. The only person who tasted it was my dear sweet love of a grandmother, and
she chewed
her way through it. I don't know. She, because she was so sweet, she's like, this is not that bad. This is kind of good. She's totally lying because she's so sweet. Your drunk uncle asks you if you're still doing that weird meat thing. you feel awkward asking if the stuffing is made with chicken or vegetable broth. Yes, people make stuffing with dead animals too. It's just crazy. Inevitably, somebody asks you while they're eating turkey why you don't eat meat. And then you have to answer the question while they're eating it, which just makes everything uncomfortable. So I prefer not to talk about it. They assume you're going to preach to the whole table about how they should not be eating turkey. You have to pick bacon bits out of salad. I just avoid that salad. You feel guilty for taking too much of the sides. Yes, green bean casserole and mashed potatoes are pretty much what I eat. And when you get there,
cranberries too. That's the jelly kind. That's the kind Jennifer and I like. We like the jelly kind.
Yeah, I like the canned ones. Ebony needs to just quit making, you know, some other stuff. Anyway, there are plenty of things that a vegetarian can eat, much like it says here. You can eat mashed potatoes. You can eat green beans. You can eat Brussels sprouts. And you can eat pumpkin pie. And you can drink wine. All of those things are pretty much my meal on Thanksgiving. Thank you very much for posting that. If there is a vegetarian at your Thanksgiving, quietly go up to them and say,
"What the hell is wrong with you?" Oh, sorry.
I'll be the one to leave you alone. I'll be the one. Give them a little support.
I gotta say, if you came to my house and made a tofurkey, I would have to pick on you. I would try it, but I would have to pick on you. I really would.
It wasn't worth it. I still get harassed about that. Jamie, did you make a tofurkey?
I gotta say, though, everything you just said makes me less want to be a vegetarian because all the good stuff's gone. So I'm just saying. Nothing left. Tomorrow, we are going to have a live show for you. We have the monthly emergency preparedness show with Dr. G, brought to you by T-Lar. So that's tomorrow. She has all kinds of things planned to talk about preparing your horse for all kinds of eventualities. And so she'll be here live with us tomorrow morning. Wanted to mention that. I think that's about it. We have callers lined up. Let us get started.
It's time for the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia, where every week unsuspecting horse enthusiasts call the show with illusions of trivia grandmaster dancing in their heads, willing to risk all for their chance to spin the wheel and possibly win some fantastic prize, or answer incorrectly and have torn away every ounce of equestrian street cred they have like an old bell boot.
You heard it right. It is that time. And as Jennifer just posted on her Facebook page, the photo of a horse's rump that's dirty. Jennifer, can you explain yourself real quick while Glenn picks out a collar?
Well, when we first moved down here, I was so excited to live in a sandy soil area again because Beaker's a big roller. Going, oh, he's going to be so much easier to keep clean. He somehow manages to make sand stick to him. And he gets enough sand like that on him on a daily basis that I could plant his butt. I could put grass seed on there and it would grow.
Okay. I'm just still curious why that was on the just a few lines left.
You got your attention.
It did. Anyway, let's move on.
All right.
Glenn, who is our first caller?
Well, let's explain how we play first. What we're going to do today, because we have some new callers on the line here, is we're going to give you a choice of categories, which Jamie will explain in just a minute. You pick your category. We ask you a question. You have 5 seconds to answer the question. If you get the answer incorrect, you're going to hear the ball buzzer. If you get the answer correct, you're going to hear the bell that's on my desk right here. And then we will spin the wheel. We have hundreds of dollars of prizes, some brand new stuff on the wheel as well. And there still is a box of Jennifer crap coming out of her office that she's trying to get rid of.
Hey, Glenn.
Yep.
Glenn.
Yeah.
Can you not call it a box of Jennifer crap? That's just a little bit uncomfortable for me.
Okay. A box of quality horse stuff coming out of Jennifer's office.
There we go.
It's crap, people. Just crap.
More words, Glenn. More words.
All right, Jamie. What's the categories?
All right. The categories for today are, well, we still have the category because we love playing it, is 5 seconds. 5 seconds to participate in naming three things that are horsey. So we'll give you a question. You have to do it in 5 seconds, and it'll bend your brain. It's awesome. The next category is where in the world. You also have 5 seconds, but you won't play the timer. That stresses you out. Where in the world, that's kind of horse-related geography-type question, not as hard as geography questions you did in school. And then there's the category previously on horses in the morning. And if you listen to our show, you should know these. It's like having a pop quiz at the end of class. You hate it, but you know it if you've been paying attention. Okay, that's it. Who's first?
First, we have a new caller, Kathy from, I think, Missouri.
Good morning,
from
Kathy.
From Missouri. Hey.
You are
How
from
are you
Missouri?
All? Yes, from Missouri.
Well, thank you for joining us. What prompted you to call today for the first time?
Ute referred me.
Okay, gotcha. Ute is a she's the best free press we've ever had. That's
yeah, I think so.
That is true.
She promotes us. Please, after you answer this question and hopefully win a prize, go download our Horses in the Morning Horse Radio Network app in the App Store. Ute can tell you all about it, and please become a listener. We'd love to have you. So, knowing these categories, you didn't get to hear anybody go first. So hopefully, you've heard the show before. 5 seconds.
I haven't.
Left. Where? Oh boy!
I'm going cold turkey.
Cold turkey. You got to pick. You got to pick.
Our first turkey joke.
Exactly. Ha ha. Thanksgiving. 5 seconds or less, where we will ask you a horse question. You have 5 seconds. Then we also have where in the world or previously on horses in the morning. Scratch that one, girl. You don't want that one. So which one would you want?
Oh, I don't know. What's easiest? 5 seconds?
It might be.
5 seconds it is. It might be. You'd really have more like 7 seconds.
Yeah, we like to play it, okay. So what the heck?
Can I have 8?
Nope, you get whatever the sound file allows. Okay, do you have horses, by the way? Do you have horses?
Yes, I do.
What do you have?
Well, I have 13 ponies. Actually, I have a pony ride business that I service Kansas City, Missouri. And then I have one horse, and I'm looking to buy a thoroughbred mare now.
All right, she can win. She's a pony person. Go ahead, Jamie. Give her an easy one.
There we go. Somebody turn off your cell phone. All right. In 5 seconds or less, name three grains that are commonly fed to horses.
Oat, corn, and barley.
Well, geez. That didn't take long. She got that.
You got it, girl. Congratulations. That you got it right. That was pretty easy. That's 5 seconds or less. And so you get to spin the wheel. Go ahead and take
it
away.
Will do.
Be simple. You should call more often.
All right, let's spin the wheel. Let's see what we got here. Oh, you got a terrific prize, one that you're probably actually going to be able to use. It's very fitting for you. It's worth 100.
A pony saddle.
No, not quite. But this will help the kids get on the pony. You won a Burlingham Sports 3-step mounting block. That's $125 value. That's one of the ones that the plasticky ones are 22 inches tall, and it opens up on the top so it has a compartment underneath. This is the really fancy one from Burlingham Sports. So,
well, that's going to help me with the 16-hand thoroughbred mare because I'm getting a little old.
There you go. There you go. Well, that shows you can use it at shows, and it's a perfect place to stash your brushes and your rags and root polish or that kind of thing in the compartment. And the compartment can be locked with a padlock. It's the only one I know that has a mounting block that can be locked. So we're going to be get Burlingham Sports to send that out to you. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. That'll come in handy. Thank you very much.
It definitely will.
All right, download our app, listen to our show, and hold on the line so Jennifer can get some information from you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, put her.
Congrats.
Good job. Well, next we have Tony, who is apparently on the road.
Yes, sir. How are you, Glenn?
Good to talk to
you,
Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Where are you on the road to, Tony?
I am on the road going to Lexington, Kentucky to the Arabian Horse Association convention.
Oh, cool. Very good, Barl Stomping Ground.
You bet.
Well, that's a lot of fun.
Well, we can't wait. It's going to be, apparently it's going to be a real exciting convention, and hopefully we learn a lot of new things coming into the Arabian Horse Association.
Hey, Jamie, when you go to Arabian shows and they have it all decked out and the barns are all beautiful and they spend lots of money just decking the barns out? Is it that way at the meeting, too?
To be honest with you, this is my first convention, so I'm kind of excited about going.
All right, well, you'll have to let us know if they deck out the meeting like they do the barns.
Tony, just to like, please do. It sounds like you got a rock in your tire, so we need to probably speed this up a little bit.
Okay.
All right, what category would you like? You're driving, so please be very careful. You can have 5 seconds or less. Where in the world or previously on Horses in the Morning?
Let's try 5 seconds or less.
Oh, you guys are chicken with the where in the world category. Okay, here we go. I hope you're safely pulled over. Apparently not, because we still hear the rock in your tire. All right, here we go. Name 3 parts of a bridle.
Bridle band, throat, latch, and bit.
Well, I think that counts. But these are too easy. We need to come up with harder ones, don't we?
I know. Well, congratulations. You win a prize. You can spin the wheel. Take it away, Glenn.
All right. Let's spin the wheel and see what we got. Lots of good stuff on the wheel right now. All right. You win a Horse Radio Network. I'm not sure if you have one of these. A Horse Radio Network saddle pad. To use on your horses up there. So I hope you don't have one of those already. If you do, just give it away for Christmas. But so you win. It has our logo on it, and it's one of the coveted prizes here at the Horses in the Morning show.
Thank you very much, guys.
So good job. Hold on, Tony. Jennifer's going to get your information, okay?
Okay.
All right. And
all right, we only have one more 5 seconds or less question. And so the next caller, if they wanted to get it, but the rest of you guys have to answer where in the world.
That's
or
right.
Previously on Horses in the Morning.
Okay, so we have our friend Ruby from Arizona who never misses a week. Ever.
She doesn't.
All right,
she also doesn't answer questions correctly very often.
Well, I did answer last week correctly.
That's true.
And I'm hoping to do so this week if my cat just stopped bouncing around on my bed and bumping in the walls, I would probably get it.
You have one of those too, huh?
Yeah. Crazy cats. So what category would you like this morning, Ruby? Would you like 5 seconds or less, where in the world, or previously on Horses in the Morning?
I think I'm going to take that last 5 seconds or less.
Okay. Here we go. Glenn, are you ready with the sounder?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Name 3 brands of English saddles.
Winpack, another English rider,
She caught you on that one.
You're not an English rider.
I ride Western and Endurance.
Well, now you need to start paying attention because I don't ride Western, but I can name 3 Western saddles. So you've got to cross the border of English/Western and get over there and start learning some English. But Winpack was a good answer. That was one that's...
Yeah, I know that one's like really good because the Horse Illustrated magazine gives those away.
Well, sorry about that, girlfriend. I know we'll talk next week, so good luck. Study up, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Actually, 2 weeks.
I will.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. We're off.
2 weeks.
Yep.
2 weeks.
All right.
That's why I wanted to call in today.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Bye.
All right. right. There went Ruby. Ingrid from New Jersey is up. And we have no more of the 5 seconds or less, right?
Great.
That is,
okay.
We are out. But Ingrid, you didn't want that anyway, did you?
Oh, no, you're going to make me spell Cheyenne again or something. I don't
know. Yeah, that's right. No spelling questions for you.
Yeah, I didn't do so well on that one.
That's hilarious. Well, we have Where in the World or previously on Horses in the Morning. So you get to choose from one of those.
Where in the World sounds good to me.
Okay, here we go. Here's your question.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Sorry, girl. This sucks. In what country? Actually, this is answerable. In what country was the Orlov Trotter developed?
Really? No.
Orlov. One of those.
I don't know. Denmark. I don't know.
Wait, yes. You guys don't care. I know. Well, sorry. We could have got you on sooner. You could have got the English saddle one. I know you'd have got that one right. So it's just luck of the draw. Orlov Trotter was developed in Russia. Russia is where that horse
is. And I would
have
never gotten that. Never, never, never.
I should have given you multiple choice. I'm sorry, girlfriend. I'm sorry. But the good news is you get to try in 2 weeks from now. Have a happy Thanksgiving and call us back in 2 weeks.
Thank you. I will.
All right. Bye, Ingrid.
Love you. See you.
All right, our last caller that we have time for today is Robin.
Good morning, Robin.
How are you?
We're fantastic. How are you?
Pretty good.
Robin, I'm feeling like you're going to know the next Where in the World question, but you can choose that one or previously on Horses in the Morning. We're almost out of time, so we kind of got to do a speed round here. Which one would you like to go with?
I will try the Where in the World. If I lose, I won something last week, so I'm curious about the Where in the World.
All right, sounds good. Okay, here we go. 5 seconds to answer the question. Fusaichi Pegasus stood for the first several years of his stud career, and he was a shuttle stallion, meaning he stood at stud in different countries at different times of the year. Besides the United States, in what other country did Fusaichi Pegasus stand?
Japan? I don't know.
Fantastic guess. However, you got to think, what season is opposite of us? It's going to be Australia.
Australia
was we were looking for. He got to do it all year round as opposed to the poor American horses that only get to do it half the year.
That's right. That's
funny. So, Robin, thank you very much for calling. So sorry.
Next 2 weeks from now.
Happy Thanksgiving,
2 weeks,
Robin.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, darling.
You too. Good luck at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it's really funny. Everybody else gets a happy Thanksgiving. You get a good luck at Thanksgiving.
You know, it's amazing. It's really a good thing that my family is so sick of my radio career that not a one of them listens. I mean, you can't. I don't even think they know what I do for a living.
That's
like,
a good
my
thing.
Brother keeps visiting. He's like, you're still doing that show? And I'm like, yes. Still have a job. Thanks.
You know, that's probably a good thing, though. You know, and it really is. But it is true. You know, when we're visiting relatives or whatever, and they say, well, you never keep in touch with us. I can't help myself anymore. I'm like, I'm on 25 radio shows a week. My whole life, I tell everybody what's going on every day. If you want to know what's going on, just listen.
I know.
It is kind of frustrating.
I know. It's amazing. You forget that. What I noticed was that people don't call me when I was on regular radio. They wouldn't call me because they didn't need to know what was going on with me. And I'm like, somebody call me, please. I don't know what's going on with you. You can call me. Tell me what's going on with you. Somebody please call me while I'm on the radio show. I don't care. That's good radio. Tell me how's it going. No, so, yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I will say, though, because of our apparent lack of communication with our family, that Jennifer's mom now listens on a regular basis. Her dad tunes in. So we do have family now starting to tune in because I think they're just desperate to learn what's going on. I think that's probably what it is.
What's it like to have like an interested, supportive?
You have people. Yeah, your dad listens sometimes. Your mom sometimes too. I think.
I think my dad would listen more if he could figure out his iPad. Like, he got one and he's like baffled by the whole
thing.
And it
seems like every time your mom listens is a time when I get in trouble for something. That's what it seems like.
Probably.
Yeah.
But my mom hasn't figured out, she moved to a new house like 6 months ago and hasn't figured out the internet yet. So we're good.
Well, you can set her up when you get there. You can set her up when you get there.
I told her, oh, maybe you can come and visit and help her out. That'd be great.
Yeah, okay. Well, on second thought, I'm really busy next week and probably won't have time to come visit you.
You better come. You better come.
Okay. Hey, we have another caller on the line here, only this one is not calling in to play the Wheel of Trivia. This one is calling in for another reason, and that's Bo from Back on Track Products. It's good to talk to you again, Bo.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. It's always fun to hear from you, and happy Thanksgiving early, by the way.
The same to all of you.
Well, now
I gotta admit, Glenn, I kind of have a little crush on Bo, so I better not talk too much. I get a little goofy around Bo, so you just take over. I can't talk. Go ahead.
It must be the accent and your manliness, Bo. It must be.
It must be that.
And his knowledge and love of horses. It's just the accent and the intelligence and the love of horses. I get stupid. So I'll let you.
Hey, Bo, we have a theme going through the holiday season as far as gifts are concerned here at the Horse Radio Network. And the theme is that we're encouraging people to give gifts of health and safety. Health for the horse and safety for the rider. Okay. So your products fit perfectly with the health for the horse part.
Okay. Sounds great.
Now, do you have some products that people buy every year for gifts, specifically for gifts that you've been able to track? Do you have some products that are really good for that?
You know, that's pretty much all of them for, you know, if you're going to give to a friend of yours, they maybe have back problem, knee problem, and the horse maybe have back problem, knee problem. We have different products for every part of the body, for you, your dog, and your horse. So, you know, we do sell a lot for gifts. We get to send out gifts to different people. We don't gift wrap. I just said that on our website.
No, you're not sitting there with the gift wrap.
We get that off. So, but it's not a specific product. I could say this is the gift some goes, but we do a lot of, and you know, we have gift card too. It's maybe not so fun, but then the people can pick their own Christmas gift.
Let me make a suggestion then, because on my gift list for this year, I really want the Back on Track sheet. And to tell everybody about the sheet, because to me that is the perfect, you know, post-ride, pre-ride warm-up, the perfect gift for a horse owner. And so tell everybody what the sheet does.
Yeah, no, the sheet is our best product. I always tell people that if you're going to spend money on our product for your horse, you know, if you keep the body sound, the legs usually follow. And you don't have to have a horse and have sore back or shoulders. They just keep the muscle loose. And, you know, we all know in the wintertime that, you know, both our animals and ourselves, we get stiffer and hurting more when it's cold. And our product keep the blood circulation going, which keep warm. It's not the heating pad or anything. The horse is not going to sweat or anything like that, but they're going to keep their own body temperature. So if you really want to pick one, the mesh sheet is maybe our best product, you know, to give to your horse friends.
Now, Bo, one of the things One of the things, too, that we tend to forget about, you know, because we're a horse show, is we talk a lot about the horse products from Back on Track and what they do, you know, the therapeutic benefits for the horses. But you mentioned, too, as far as people, I know my co-host on the driving radio show, Wendy, uses a ton of your products for people. And she has a chiropractor, our boyfriend's a chiropractor, and he recommends the Back on Track products to his clients. But the other thing that we have to remember, too, is our dogs. And what a perfect gift if you have somebody that has an older dog that you're getting gifts for, or you have an older dog, the therapeutic dog bed is perfect for them because they lay down a lot and they're getting the therapy from the dog bed while they're laying there. So that's a good option.
Now, it is really popular, and and people some have our mattress for their own bed, you know, they say they can't get off the dog or cats off the bed. So it's a plus in one kind, but this is minus in the other side. You get your dog in the bed.
Now, I do have a quick question before we get off the dog beds. I'm looking at your website, and it looks like a papillon that's laying on the in the picture on the dog bed. Is that yours? I don't picture you as a papillon guy.
No, we have a little Jack, but he's in the bed too. So, so yeah. Hey, from that one thing to the other, you know, like, did you guys see the Today Show today?
No. Huh.
There's a little girl there, Jordan's. She found her holiday gift early, and she decided to auction it out for to benefit the troops overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty good story. You, I think all of you guys, I'm sitting and listening, should go to today's shows and go buy tickets of this little girl. Some is helping out the troops overseas, but I have decided to do, and I'm trying to get a hold of her mom. This girl is probably 10 years old, 9, 10. Is that we're going to match dollar for dollar up to $10,000 what she can raise through this auction. And I'm not saying this for get PR or anything like that. I thought that was really good story they had on today's show. So go, you guys, and listen, go and look at that. This end the 23rd, I believe, this month, so you don't have much time, but the tickets only cost a dollar, so everybody can afford a dollar, I should say.
Wow, that's
Okay, so I'm looking at her on the Today Show. I actually watched the Today Show almost every day. It's someone with Matt Lauer, and he's awesome.
Yeah.
And I love the show. And so she is selling a doll on an American Girl website. And I guess she's put together a Facebook page called Sage, S-A-I-G-E, for soldiers. And every $1 ticket purchased buys a chance to win the doll. So she's already up to almost $2,000 by selling this American Girl doll. And so it's basically like a raffle that she's trying to really... when and she wants to adopt a platoon of soldiers. So that it is a fantastic thing that she's doing. And Bo, thank you for getting on board and being so inspired by watching this story of this sweet young girl who's like, you know, I want Christmas to be there for everybody else too.
Yeah. And, you know, like, we're not going to buy any tickets. We're not going to buy 10,000 tickets. For the,
come on!
But we're going to match it, and I have not got a hold of them yet. I post it on Facebook. I'm sure I get a hold of them some way, but if worst comes to worst, we have to buy the tickets. But I think you all should chip in a little bit there if the girl can give away her Christmas present or holiday gift, what she wants most, I think we can give up a dollar each.
Hey, Jamie, I know we have a couple single female friends that would like to adopt a platoon of soldiers, too, but I guess that's a whole different story.
I know they would. If I would marry you one, I would too.
I seriously think people should really, for what they do for us, you know, yeah. We complain here that it's bad weather, but we should not complain. We should just be happy.
Well, it's backontrackproducts.com is the website. Go visit it today. It's a terrific website. All the products are on there, whether it's for humans or dogs or horses. And, Bo, we really appreciate your support, and we're thankful for that here on Horses in the Morning and the Horse Radio Network. And we wish you and your family and your Jack Russell a very happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to all of you, and thanks for talking to me.
All right, thanks, Bo.
And keep us posted on that. Let us know what happens, Bo, please. But keep us
up to date. Yeah, and if you can post it on your Facebook and things, well, not that we, but that people go there and buy the tickets. I mean,
great.
I'm going to try to get all my friends to post it and company I deal with for, I think, you know, if she can raise money, she maybe can help more in one platoon over there.
Very good.
It's already on our page. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was always fun to talk to. I like Bill. It's always good.
I have a crush on him. I can't sit.
He's funny. And we get to see him at ADA every 6 months, and it's always good to visit with him. Well, you had put in the show notes this morning, and I thought it was so funny. Is this by Michelle from thehorse.com, who works for thehorse.com? Is that who this?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about it.
Michelle from thehorse.com wrote an article on thehorse.com, and it is so, so true. It's called The Top 10 Goofy Places I Found Bits of Hay. And if we all haven't been there, I mean, seriously, you carry a flake, it doesn't matter. Mine, it's constantly in my bra. I must lift it up too high. It gets down my shirt and it gets stuck in my sports bra. And she actually put that on here. So just to go through them real quick, she apparently must wear those little ballet flat type shoes, because she says that number one is in her ballet flats, because in her world, any shoe without a heel is appropriate for farm chores. I'm with you, girl.
All right, let's see how many of these we've got. I can honestly say I've never got any hay stuck in my ballet flats, so I'm out on that one.
Yes, but I mean, I have like shoes that I'm like, okay, these are not barn shoes, like really nice tendon. Like, I bought this really awesome pair of Reeboks because my feet have been hurting. I'm like, I'm going all out, and these are not going to be farm shoes. And they made it about 6 weeks, and now I'm cleaning soles in them because they're so comfortable. And I find bits of hay in my Reeboks. In number two, her car.
Yeah, that's a given.
Yes, no.
Yeah, that's
without a doubt.
Yeah.
In your purse. Glenn, not you, but Jennifer, I have hay in my purse at all times. Yes. I have enough in there to feed a small Shetland pony. You got to pull out your credit card and hay comes out. I get it. That's how we roll.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. In my hair. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
And you know
every
what's
day.
Really fast? You walk around all day and nobody tells you you have hay in your hair. Have you had that experience, like having food in your teeth and nobody says anything? Tell me I have hay in my hair, please. This one is, I can't say that I've had this one happen, but we're going to have to hear Michelle's whole story. She says that on her barn cat's bum, she says that she took her new barn kitty to the vet for his initial wellness exam, and she started giving the cat's history. And then he's feral, he's skinny, he's stray, blah, blah, blah. And the vet says, oh, my God, he has tapeworms. Everybody gasps. She and the vet tech jump back. Her vet goes in for a closer look. Oh, never mind. They're just hay seeds. And apparently hay seeds look like tapeworms.
I'm not going to look. I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah, that's why you take that. In the refrigerator, have you found hay in your refrigerator?
I'll tell you why we find hay in our refrigerator, and that answer is yes, and it's almost every week. And the reason is we have a Jeep, and we have to haul the hay in the back of the Jeep. So we get like 3 bales at a time. We put a sheet of plastic down, but hay still gets everywhere. You know how that is. So then when you go get the groceries, you put the plastic grocery bags on the hay, the back of the Jeep. You bring the grocery bags in the house, and invariably hay ends up in the refrigerator. So yes, I do have that one.
That's funny. I was thinking I've never had that, but yeah, you put your, you know, they go, would you like your milk in a bag? And you're like, no, you put it in there. And so you put the milk down, you lift it up, and you got hay on the bottom of it.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Thank you for explaining that one. In our bed. in our bed. Yes, and it is Zenyatta's fault, because no matter what time of the day I walk by my bed, Zenyatta is on my pillows halfway under the covers. And she also is the one that likes to eat horse poop and jump in the hay. So, of course, you have hay in your bed.
I like the first one she has here. This one is particularly bad, considering my husband is pretty darn allergic to hay. Why does it always seem that you end up with the one who's allergic as your spouse, you know, to horses or hay? They're allergic to one or the other.
I know.
Or cleaning poop.
I know. And it's not like they didn't know it going in, you know. And then he has hay in his backyard. Bless his heart. This is so true that, and I don't get it, but my coat pockets. When you got to put on your winter coats when it gets cold, you know, I got some fleeces. I stuck on a fleece yesterday from Old Navy, you know, walk out there, and I stick my hands in my pocket, and there's hay in there.
Yep.
Just from last year.
And it doesn't matter. That's the other thing. When you wash your coats or jackets and you put them in the wash, unless you turn your pockets inside out, they're still going to have hay when they're done being washed. It's just going to be clean hay.
Moldy hay.
Yeah, clean wet hay, right.
Oh, nice. Our driveway, of course, hay in your driveway. Because you unload the horses in the driveway and they step back and they pull out all the poop and the shavings and the hay that they took out of the manger. And the final one, number one spot, and Jennifer, you got to go with me on this one, is the bra. It happens all the time, and it hurts.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little stingy.
Yeah.
So
alfalfa is the worst, too. Alfalfa.
Yeah, if you get stemmy alfalfa, it can be pretty sharp. Let's post this on our Facebook page, Jennifer, and if we could, ask our listeners where they find hay. Where do you find hay? And maybe we can tag Michelle on this post so she can know we're sharing her stuff.
Okay, cool. That's good. You know, it's funny because the most responses we get are to the silly, the silly questions. Those are still the most responses we get.
I know.
But let's take a break.
Do you think of any more?
Yeah, let me think. I was trying to think of that. She covered most of the basic ones, I think.
You know what, though? They get stuck in your socks.
Oh, socks.
Hay gets stuck in your socks.
Another one that's given.
And then when you go to put on, you change your shoes from your barn shoes to your regular shoes, and you put your foot in there, and, like, you get poked on the bottom of your foot or in your ankle. So, yeah, that gets stuck in your socks.
I got this thing about socks, and if I take a pair of socks off, I can't put them back on. Even if I've only worn them for 2 minutes and walked around the house, I can't put them back on. I have to do a new pair of socks. So, I have this thing about socks. I probably change my socks four or five times a day. Because if anything gets on my socks, if it's prickling me or anything, I change my socks. So I'm not kind of a sock. I think I have a problem. Socks.
You're fun to live with.
Yes.
Awesome.
I'm just OCD about a certain thing. Socks is one of them.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we're going to take a break. Is that what you said?
Yeah, let's take a break for a song, and then we're going to come back. We have Julie Legred, I think it is. She's the interim director of the National Association of Veterinary Technicians from America. We're going to talk about exactly what it's like to be a vet tech on the Horse Health Report this Wednesday. So that's coming up later in the show. But right now I have Girl with a Guitar, and this is sung by Chancey Neal, barrel racer from Tennessee.
Here I am, 500 miles from home. It's a scary thing, striking out on your own. I gotta hurt for mama, still on my mind. But daddy's little girl, doing fine. Tears in my eyes, a smile on my face. The rest of my life starts today. I'm just a girl with a guitar. Asking the Lord to take me far. I got a big dream and a rest car, and a fire down in my soul. Taking my chances, not knowing tomorrow at home. Hoping and praying that there's one more lucky star. But they're on the guitar. I'm sure and straight, step by step, finding my way. Girl, when to get started, asking the Lord to take me far. I got a big dream around the corner and a fire in my soul. Taking my chances, not knowing what tomorrow holds. Hoping and praying that there's one more lucky star. I'm not supposed to like my song. That's good enough to keep me coming on.
That's Girl with a Guitar by Chancy Neal. You can find all of her music at chancyneal.com. She also does a lot of live dates, so you'll find her schedule on her website as well. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings from Arizona and also Coach Jen sitting in the next studio. And we are brought to you today by Back on Track Products. You just heard Bo on the show here with us. It was nice of him to give us a call today. I have a special shout out to do, and this is a late one. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make it a late Daily Whinny. We haven't had one of those in a while. A late Daily Whinny, Jamie, and this goes out to Sandy Sweet Lovato. She posted on our Facebook page just a few minutes ago, I am enjoying listening to you guys live this morning. I work in an office now where I can usually listen in the mornings. Love you guys. Thank you, Sandy. And of course, Sandy is the wife of Frankie Lovato, who we have had on the show 1,000 times. So I wanted to give her a shout out. You get my second late Daily Whinny. I don't know if we ever done a late Daily Whinny. She might be the first.
I don't think you've ever done that before either, but I'm glad she's listening live. And if you guys are listening, you're always welcome to go on our Facebook page and let us know. Let us know that you're here.
That's right. I have something for you. This is kind of techie, but it's interesting. And I didn't know about it till this morning when I read it. I actually found it on the bloodhorse.com this morning that they're right now, there are .coms are hard to come by. So if you want to get a website and you have your own website, you know, if you tried to find jamie.com or, you know, something, they're all taken. So there's more and more registries now that are coming up with new ends to, instead of .com, they're dot something else. Well, now there's a horse registry that is going to be .horse. So in other words, you can have a website, let's say pony.horse or your business.horse or Jamie Fantastic.
Horse.horse.
What's that?
Horse.horse.
Horse.horse. I'm sure that one's already taken. But there are, I think Amazon has one, so it's .amazon, and, you know, different places have one. But I didn't realize that they were going to have a .horse, and you can actually reserve names now. They're going to cost $39.95, according to the press release. It's some company by the name of Top Level Domain Holdings that's doing it. And you can claim your .horse domain name as soon as possible. And actually, the person who put out this press release was somebody we dealt with for the WEG, so she must be working for them right now. But I didn't know this, so that's going to add some, it's going to be a little different having names .horse. I wonder what we could come up with, some fun ones like crazy.horse or bucking.horse. You know, we could probably come up with some good ones.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's
fat.horse.
I like horse. Fat.horse.
think
love
we can
it.
Come up with some.
Well,
I have to make a list.
Yeah, come up with a good list. I want to see it a little bit later. Just to let everybody know, also on the Blood Horse this morning was a reminder that Secretariat.com now has its voting up for its Vox Populi Award, which is Voice of the People, the award that Penny Chenery gives out every year to a horse. The first horse to ever win the Vox Populi was Zenyatta. And then Painter won it in 2012. And now they're doing the voting is now open. Check out who's on the list. Game On Dude, Groupie Doll, that mare that was just sold for like $3.1 million, is going to come back and run one more race. Mucho Macho Man is also on the list. I know. Painter is on the list again. Princess of Silmar, the one who was just sold for $1.5 million. And finally, Wise Dan. He was nominee last year, did not win, but Wise Dan is also available for voting. So go to secretariat.com and you can cast your vote there. I've already voted and I'm not sharing my vote. I'm not telling you who I voted for.
I think I could probably guess, but secretariat.com because I want to vote for Mucho Macho Man. I got to go on there.
Well, secretariat.com. It's right on the front, and just click on Vox Populi Award, and you can vote. I'm so excited. I love this award, and I love that it's taken off because it's such a cool award and by some of the most amazing people, and the fact that it is done by, you know, the Blood Horse is talking about it. You know, it's become a real big thing. So I'm just excited for the Chenerys and for Secretariat, and his name is carrying on to these famous, awesome horses. So it's awesome. I love the award.
Well, that's terrific. I'm going to get on there and vote today. I got to do it because we want Mucho Macho Man to win. At least I do. I want Mucho Macho Man to win. Hey, something else that came across the news this morning, and I went, what? This is in Scotland. A artist has built the largest horse head sculptures ever built. And get this. Now, these are horse head sculptures. They're 99 feet tall each. There's two of them. And they put them on either side of a canal in Scotland, in Falkirk, Scotland. It was created by the Scottish artist Andy Scott. And each sculpture weighs 300 tons. And they're clad in laser-cut stainless steel plates. So he cut out all these little stainless steel plates, big stainless steel plates, and put them all together to make these sculptures. And their sculptures take their name from a mythological beast that was said to have had the strength and endurance of 10 horses. And they're called the Kelpies, K-E-L-P-I-E-S, Kelpies, I guess. And so I didn't know anything about this mythological beast, the Kelpie, but they are huge. Jennifer can post a link to them in our Facebook page. But these are huge. I'm not sure whether they're good looking. They're different.
I think they're gorgeous.
Do you?
Oh my gosh, it just comes right out of the water, basically. These giant horse head statues that are silver. I think they're beautiful, and I think that it's going to drive a little bit of extra tourism to that area. I'm sure that's what they were going for.
It'd be really cool if you could go in the one. You know, if you could go in the one has eyes. If you could go in the one and get into the eyes and look out, that'd be really cool.
Yeah,
I don't think they're.
I think they're beautiful.
They are cool.
Yeah, they're cool. Now, another story for you. A zebra. I wonder if Dominic from Zebras R Us has read this story. Zebra stallion attacks a zookeeper in Washington. Remember when we went to Dominic's place and we were talking about riding zebras and all? And she's like, yeah, we're not going to do that. They're way too dangerous. Zebras are so unpredictable, but people like them as pets. And what she does is she actually raises them from babies, and they're captive bred zebras, breeding to captive bred zebras. Well, this is a wild Grevy zebra, which is, I believe, a kind that she has, a zookeeper was taken to a hospital after being bitten multiple times by a zebra stallion at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in Washington, D.C. The zoo reported that the keeper was conscious following the attack and alert and talking, but was taken to the hospital because he was profusely bleeding as a result of the bites.
Jeez.
Whew. That sounds awful. Sadly, a young Dama gazelle was injured, actually was critically injured, because I guess they say it spooked and ran off and probably broke its back, sadly. But, the rule that they have with keeping animals in zoos now is you have to have a barrier between you and the zoo animal at all times because of people getting hurt and killed and stuff. So they're investigating the incident on how this zookeeper was so close to this zebra and whether they went in the enclosure, whether they did not follow the safety protocols. But I mean, wouldn't you think if there's a barrier between you and the zebra, you could just take a step backwards to get away?
Yeah. It sounds like there
you know
wasn't
what it was?
In this case.
Yeah. He was feeding that zebra stud muffins.
That's what it was. And he went after the whole bag and missed. You know, when we were out in Norco and we visited with Dominique over at Zebras R Us, right? When we visited with Dominique, you know, she told us, and even when we were visiting the zebras there, she said, you know, these are still wild animals and you have to be ready for anything. You know, they still are, even though they might seem docile. And Sammy Jotes has told us the same thing. They're still wild animals. You know, they'll still act like wild animals occasionally.
Without a doubt. Well, I got one more news story for you while we're still waiting on our guest. And this is fantastic news for America. I wish we could play the national anthem right now because I really feel like something awesome is going to happen. Alison Springer, the famous eventer, you know, she's been riding Arthur for a long time. She's got a couple upper-level event horses. Well, Alison Springer just bought herself a new horse. Guess whose horse she bought? William Fox Pitt's horse Lionheart is now a member of the United States team. He actually is going to ship in about a month. He's the one that helped Great Britain get the silver medal at the Olympic Games. I guess Allison was over in England, kind of horse shopping, kind of taking a vacation, and she made her way over to William Fox Pitt's place, was like looking around, and, you know, she's in the market. She's like, well, my budget, you know, I'm just going to have to get something young over here and maybe, you know, train it up myself. It's going to take a long time, but we'll find something with a lot of talent. She goes to William Fox Pitt's place and he's like, Lionheart's for sale. And she's like, okay, that's not even funny. Like, I can't afford Lionheart. I don't even want to sit on him. And he's like, well, just sit on him, because if you don't like him, then you don't have to think about it. Of course, she sat on him. She says, one of the greatest horses in the world, that she's was given the opportunity to ride him. She fell madly in love with him. And there are still a few shares available in the Team Lionheart Syndicate. So she needs some more money to help pay for the horse. But what a great horse to have as an addition. I'm sure we're going to see him at Rolex.
Yes, and there is an interview on this week's Eventing Radio show. Samantha talked to her about that purchase. And unfortunately, I listened closely to see if she named the price, and the price was not named. But it had to be six figures, wouldn't you think? Six figures? 100,000 plus?
No. Go even higher. I mean, the fact that he was an Olympic medalist, I can't even imagine. I mean, we're talking, it's got to be close to $500,000.
Well,
unless there's something wrong with him, you know?
Yeah. And she wouldn't have bought him if there was something wrong with him. So, you know, Allison's the sweetest thing, too. I'm so happy for her. She's so sweet.
I mean, a 4-star horse goes for like $200. And I can't even imagine how much an Olympic horse goes for. But, yeah, she is. I'm super excited for her and everybody associated with her. And, you know, I'm really excited for everybody else who rides in England, because that's one less William Fox Pitt they have to compete against.
But that's also one less horse he has to be on the team with. So they might be a little disappointed about that, too. But not that he doesn't have a whole string of them that are just as good. So it doesn't matter much, I guess, when you're William Fox Pitt.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, we're still waiting for our guest here, and you know, we play a little music on the show here. Occasionally, we like to talk about things that aren't horses. And you used to be in the music business in Atlanta for 10 years, so I'll ask you to guess, because yesterday Forbes just came out with their top 25 musicians in terms of income. So this is how much income they had last year. So this is the top 25.
Last year.
Yeah, from 2013, this year actually. So it's this year's list, just came out yesterday. Who do you think is in the top 10 of the musicians?
Okay, can I just rattle off a couple?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I've got Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney, Bono. Who else would have earned the most money last year? Justin Timberlake. Any of those four?
No, this list, it doesn't say, but this must be currently alive musicians, because none of those are on there. So go with currently alive musicians.
No.
Not the dead ones.
Bono's alive.
Bono.
Timberlake's alive.
Well, Bono would be under U2 probably, right? Still?
Yeah.
No U2. Believe it or not.
Jennifer, do you have any guesses? Let me think.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. Go with the obvious.
Adele
is not on the list. I can't believe Adele's not on the list.
Katy Perry?
You guys suck at this game. You guys are winning.
Madonna?
No spins on the wheel. Oh, there you go. Ding, 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 ding. Madonna is number one, still at $125 million. Still number one, Madonna. Do you want me to go back from...
Well, she was on tour.
Yeah, she was on tour.
And
they make a ton of
it. On the list?
Who?
You too?
No, not on the list.
Well, if Madonna's on there, surely then... let's see here. Barry Manilow. Madonna's on there. Barry Manilow might as well be too.
Nope. Okay, here, I'll go backwards from the top 15. You can... A couple of these, I don't know who they are. And it could be because I'm getting old. 15 is Roger Waters, $44 million. Help me out there, Jamie.
Yeah, who's Roger Waters? What band is he in? Roger Waters is in, I think it's in The Who, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that one. All right, 14, Jennifer Lopez, still at $45 million. Jennifer's not doing too bad. 13.
You know what, though? Did she still get money from American Idol? Wasn't she on American
Idol? She wasn't on this year. She wasn't on this year. She's coming back next year, and to the tune of about $16 million for her American Idol appearance.
Oh, Pink Floyd is Roger Waters. Sorry. And let's see. What about Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga, number two, $80 million. $80 million bucks, number two. You're going to be shocked, I think, at who number three is, but you have to keep in mind who they're touring. Okay, I'll keep going backwards here. Sir Paul McCartney at $47 million, number 12. Of course, P. Diddy at, or I guess whatever the hell he wants to be called now. And he is at number 11 at $50 million. One on here, number nine, tied for number nine. We have Beyonce still at $53 million. Jesus. That's all.
Single ladies.
But you have to wonder how much just residuals are on with some of these people.
If you like it, then you gotta put a ring on it. If you like it, then you gotta put a ring on it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I brought up.
You know, I'm gonna say next.
Tied at number nine is Kenny Chesney, getting a little country in there at $53 million.
Dang. All about writing songs about being barefoot and drunk. My yep. God, that guy makes some cash.
And then to go to the exact opposite of Kenny Chesney, we have Elton John at $54 million. Then back.
Man, how did he make that much money? Is it just, God, Elton John?
He was still doing some concerts, and he probably makes $1 billion every year just from residual sales on all this stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And then... Person I don't think can sing out of her way out of a wet paper bag. She's terrible live, and that's Taylor Swift. I just don't like her. 50.
How dare you?
She's awful. She can't sing. She's awful. But she's digitized and everything else. She can't sing. Give me a break.
Oh, my God, you watch your mouth. First of all, you are way too old to appreciate Taylor Swift, okay? You're aging yourself right now by saying that. Taylor Swift's songs speak to the females in America, okay? She speaks to me, Glenn.
I'm well, then, sure you know, I'd be happier if she just spoke and didn't try and sing. It'd be perfect.
That's horrible. How dare you? How dare you insult Taylor Swift?
And here, and right on top of Taylor Swift, figuratively and otherwise, Justin Bieber at 58 million.
She did not date Justin Bieber, I'm pretty sure. Ugh.
It seems like Justin Bieber's been with every woman that he could just be with lately. Number five is...
I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift is a virgin, Glenn. She's never been married, okay? And she's a sweetheart.
Okay, yeah. Number five is Coldplay at 64 million. Kind of surprised me a little bit that they were that high.
That is... Chad and my... We danced... Our wedding song was Coldplay. We love them. Number five, babe.
Number four, we're going back to country. And I can understand this one. Toby Keith, 65 million. Because he tours all the time. He never leaves the bus, does he? I mean, he tours all the time. So,
yeah, that's true.
Number three is going to surprise her. I think it's going to surprise you. It's Bon Jovi at 79 million. But weren't they on tour this year?
I'll be there for you. These 5 words, I swear.
I'm a little sorry I brought this topic up.
I want to be the air for you. You know how many times I've seen John Bon Jovi in concert? More times than I care to tell you, but it's in the range of 15 to 20. Okay?
Really?
I hope to. This is awesome because these are like between you two, Coldplay, Bon Jovi, Taylor Swift. You're naming like all my favorites. This is awesome. Chad hates Bon Jovi. And dear God, he hates my iPod when I plug it in because it's all John Bon Jovi.
Well, I'll tell you who else must be selling tickets. Number 22 on the list is the Rolling Stones. Still at $40 million. So they were actually the Rolling Stones were tied with Katy Perry.
Hey, you know who Chad went to see last night? He went to a concert last night without me because somebody had to babysit and it had to be me, sadly. I missed the concert because he'd never seen him before. He went and saw Pearl Jam.
Really? There's a name from the past?
Yeah.
How were they?
But, you know what? He went to the... He said it was awesome, amazing. Arena Rock, the whole entire Jobbing.com arena was sold out.
They're from like the 1990s, maybe? 1990? Early 90s?
93. Early 90s. They were like just followed Nirvana and teaching us what Seattle grunge rock was all about, okay? They did not... They were not the hair band. In between pop and hair band, out emerged Nirvana and Pearl Jam to save us and provide us with alternative music.
Are they all old now? Well, they're not quite as old as the Rolling Stones, so they probably didn't look terrible on stage.
Rolling Stones are like 150, yeah. Okay? Pearl Jam, what is that even? Like 40? Dred Shed said he looked like he was 32. Or 55. I'm going to find out how old Eddie Vedder is.
I got to tell you who I'm disappointed wasn't on this list of the top 25. And I got to believe it's because she doesn't publish it or they couldn't figure it out because she has to be on this list, is Carrie Underwood. You're telling me that Carrie Underwood isn't making as much money as Taylor Swift?
No, she doesn't. She does not. But she should be on the list. Eddie Vedder is 48 years old. Oh, my God. Oh, we're all so old. Who's your favorite band, Glenn? Like, who do you listen to?
You know, I listen to all kinds of weird music. I'm very eclectic in my music. I do have Carrie Underwood on my let me pull up Pandora here. I do have Carrie Underwood on my Pandora. I listen to all kinds of weird eclectic music, though. I mean, it's a bunch of strange combination of stuff. I never liked country.
Anything like mainstream?
I never liked country a whole lot, but now I do. Now I like country. I don't know why. I'm getting old, I guess. I'm looking at this top. I'm looking at the top 25 list, and Rolling Stones because they're kind of my generation.
Most overrated band of all time.
Yeah, but they still could rock.
Admit it, Glenn. There are no mainstream artists.
I gotta tell you, there's not much in this top 25 list that I'm still listening to. Not much.
Wow. Wow. That's okay. That's okay. We'll keep going down the list. Obviously, I'm very passionate when we get talking about music. I
okay.
Love stuff
so
like this.
Muse is on there. Rihanna's on there. Jay-Z's on there.
Muse, Rihanna, Jay-Z.
Oh, and of
okay.
course, you have
okay.
to know the latest boy band One Direction's on there. They're making a ton of money right now. Dr.
They have a new movie coming out, too. It's like,
oh, that's
10
true.
One or something.
Red Hot Chili Peppers on there. 40 million.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Chad loves them. I can't stand them.
Tim McGraw still making a ton of money. No surprise. Almost 40 million.
No surprise.
Pink on there.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You can't turn on a top 40 radio station without hearing Pink within three songs. It's
That's
a game
true.
I like to play.
That's true. And Tiesto? Tiesto? I don't know Tiesto.
DJ Tiesto, what? No, he's terrible. I'm just kidding. He's a DJ. He like spins and does like club house music, and people like to probably do lots of drugs and jump around and listen to him.
And I think we want to remind everybody the reason we're talking about music is our guest didn't show up. So we're not talking. The reason we are now doing our standby option B for this half hour is because apparently we are not talking about Vet Tech this morning. It's something must have. You know, that's the thing with guests, though, for a horse radio show is you're always taking a risk that something happened to one of their horses and they're not going to be here. That's always a risk.
Yeah, but if it doesn't, they're dead to me.
I usually give them two chances. If they don't show up the second time, then they're dead to me. And I won't name names. I won't name names about any horse comedians that do acts across the country. The particular one that I won't name his name. No. But he's
yeah,
on the.
Don't talk about him.
He's on the blacklist.
You hate that guy.
Yeah, he's on the blacklist. Not coming on the show.
Snoop Dogg is on the list.
That's right. You still have it out for Snoop Dogg.
Well, I do. He stood me up in Real World Radio like 20 times. And I'm like, oh, here comes Snoop Dogg. And then he wouldn't show up because I think he was high. I'm pretty sure.
It really bothers me about the Carrie Underwood thing. Now I'm going to look that up because I cannot believe that she has number one records all over the place. You see her everywhere. She's hosting every award show that ever happened in the country world.
You know why?
Why?
You know why?
Because American Idol gets it all.
American Idol filching all her money.
Could be.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's why like Simon Cowell is like, cha-ching! I was just informed that Snoop Dogg changed his name to Snoop Lion. Snoop Lion is now
okay.
And, oh wait, I've got a late in the show Daily Winnie. I want to do a Daily Winnie late in the show.
All right.
All right, my late in the show Daily Winnie goes to my favorite to look at voice coach Adam Levine, who was just named People's Sexiest Man Alive. Hello. Pretty excited. Yay! Finally, George Clooney and Brad Pitt did not win this year. It went to Adam Levine. It was going to be him or Thor. So it's a win-win, really.
Thor.
It was between him and Thor. I'm serious.
Can I talk about Thor for 2 seconds? And then we have another caller we have to get to this morning that just called us. But talk about Thor. He's good to look at, but I'm sorry, he can't act, Jamie. He just can't act. He's terrible. What's that?
He's a superhero. He's an actor. He's not an actor. He's a superhero, Glenn.
Okay, well, let me tell you. We heard an audio clip from his movie where you couldn't see him, you know, which takes a lot out of the picture with him, and it was awful. It was like elementary school acting. But I think that especially women, when they look at him, they just forgive anything that comes out of his mouth. So it doesn't matter. Am I right?
I didn't even hear what you said. I wasn't even. I tuned that out.
Let's go. We have Joseph on the line from Equity with us this morning. Good morning, Joseph.
Oh, good morning. It's nice to be back with you and Jennifer and Jamie.
I apologize.
Thanks for saving us.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for saving us. We were running out of musicians to talk about at this point. So.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, You, of course, we're talking to Joseph from Equity, who sponsors our Wheel of Trivia and several other programs and things here on the network. And thank you so much for that. We're in the time of Thanksgiving, so happy Thanksgiving to you. Appreciate
you, too, and to all of your customers.
Appreciate, and a lot of our customers, I'll tell you, Joseph, I know you've been out, Joseph, what a lot of people may not know, is a helicopter pilot, and he helps fight fires. So you've been out very busy on that, so you haven't gotten to listen into Wednesday shows too often. But I can't tell you how many times we've had people playing the wheel that have mentioned their Equity forks. And their shaken fork or their flexing fork and how much they love them. And we just let them do the commercial. We don't have to say anything. So it's worked out beautifully, actually. But you sent me a picture this morning that I just love. Tell me about the picture. Jennifer's going to post it on Facebook right now.
Well, we kind of follow the doctrine where if you race on Sunday, you sell on Monday. And so we, instead of racing, we go to the large barns. And as you know, the places that clean manure endlessly. Some of these places have 40 or 50 or 60 or 100 stalls even, and they use our forks for 8 or 10 hours a day. And the interesting part is a lot of times they call us because they're desperate, because the forks that they're buying in some cases don't even last a day. That they literally buy 10 forks at a time, bulk forks, and so they wind up with these mountains of broken forks that are outside. And I happen to be at one place down in Sacramento, and the lady told me this, and I say, "Wow, I'd sure like to see what that looks like." And she brought me out back, and here was a pallet that was stacked high with broken manure forks. And she said, "This is just what's left." She said, "We already took a load of them, a truckload of them, to the dump." And it turns out at large barns, this is not unusual, that we talk to places that can break a fork a day or a fork a week. And so when they get our forks, they're always surprised that we have such a poor business model that once you buy it, you don't need to buy another fork for weeks or months.
Jamie, do you see that picture in the show notes? It is a fun picture. It really was a fun picture in the show notes.
I'll check it out right now.
Yeah. I mean, there's a heap of the cheapy forks you buy at any local feed store. But and every one of them, the tines are broken off. And I don't care what you do when you have a manure fork. If you have one tine broken, that's where all the poop goes, and it all falls through. It just seems to be like a magnet for poop, is that hole. And, you know, you get mad at us sometimes, and you've called me on the carpet, and I got to be honest, we haven't stopped saying it. But you called me on the carpet for saying yours are, like, indestructible, but they really are. They survived the whole summer of me cleaning paddocks in Florida with all that viney stuff you see coming out of the trees, and the grass we have here is all viney, and the fork gets stuck. I would have broken that many forks this summer if it hadn't been for using yours. There's just no question.
Yeah,
about
it is. It is. They are really, really tough forks, but we have an enormous effort here to design in a long life, and we actually set up, I'm going to say, an accelerated wear schedule using machines. So it's kind of like when Consumers Union tests a paintbrush with a machine that brushes it, you know, back and forth, or a light bulb turns on and off. We have similar machines here, and so we know what the ultimate lifespan of our forks is. It isn't that they're going to last forever. Eventually, the tines will wear out or parts of them will break. The point is, you need to make it so that it will exceed people's expectations, so that they feel that they get a good value. And even though you can pay more for a fork, if it does exceed what you're expecting, like in the case of the bigger barns, in the end, it turns out to be a good value. And the number is actually quite high that we expect these forks to last, even in an extreme situation like some of these larger barns. They should get months of use out of it. And so if you divide the number of hours that a fork is being used into the cost of them, a regular fork, a cheapo fork as you call them, can cost 30 to 50 cents per working hour, and ours can be as low as a penny and a half per working hour. So there's really a huge difference between spending money on a professional tool versus just a consumer tool.
Jennifer thinks you ought to rate it by the number of poops it'll pick up. So like you have a 10,000 poop fork, or a 50,000 poop fork, or a 100,000 poop fork.
Yeah, that wouldn't even be too hard to figure out. I think in most cases when we time people's cleaning time, most people with a standard fork can clean a stall in less than 10 minutes. And so you're looking at 6 stalls an hour times 8 hours is about 50 stalls a day. And so in our particular case, you might wind up with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. What's that, 5,000 stalls?
You know what? I don't think you should rate it like that, because I cannot tell my husband how many piles of poop he has picked up, because we've had our forks for well over a year, and we clean, or he does, about 6 stalls a day, and we do our pastures every other day. And I don't think he needs to know. I don't think he needs a number. It would just freak him out.
Well, it's interesting that you talk about this, because this is, I agree with you completely. My wife is much like you and some of your other listeners there. She works unbelievably hard at taking the best possible care for our horses here on the ranch. And we're not some company that has an injection molding machine and sits there and cranks out products and doesn't use the products. My wife cleans between 15 and 20 stalls every single day. So every single morning when she gets up, she faces a mountain of manure. And this is the season. Yeah, not very fun. And this is the season where having a proper tool really begins to matter, because in the summertime, you might be cleaning a paddock or a turnout or something like that. But this time of year, you're going to have all of the indoor stalls to clean. Plus, you're going to have that wet, soggy manure outside. For the customers in the north, you're going to wind up with the
ice balls. Yep.
Yeah, ice balls frozen to the ground. And nothing is more aggravating than grabbing a tool this time of year, where you have these short days, a limited time to be able to do your job, and you get something that breaks. And so, since my wife is, she's literally my tester here, I have the highest need for good products, which kind of brings up a little bit the shake and fork, because we talk a little bit about the flex and fork, because it's the thing that's used outdoors, and so it has the most time spent cleaning. But the shake and fork is the other one. It costs more money, but if you save between 50 cents and a dollar per stall per day on these professional barns, they pay for a $200 fork in a week's worth of use.
So I got to tell you, Justin,
sounds expensive.
You know what, though? I totally agree. And actually, ladies, think about this as Christmas is coming, because I think these would make the perfect holiday gifts for any. If you have any horse person in your life that cleans a stall or a paddock or a field, you need to get one of these forks, whether it's the shaken fork or the flexing fork. You know, I only clean a couple stalls, but let me tell you, when we put our horses in, I volunteer to clean the stalls because I get to use the shaken fork, because it's just fun. So I actually volunteer to clean the stalls. You'll get your husband wanting to clean the stalls because he gets to use a toy. We like toys. We like gadgets. And the shaken fork is a toy and a gadget that is horse husband approved.
Yeah, literally, I won't clean a stall now if I can't use a shake and fork. It's not only the amount of effort that's involved, but my wife is very picky on the quality of the cleaning. She does not like to have the little bits that are left over. And myself, I find it really aggravating manually when I see a bit and I have to sift out a nickel's worth of shaving to get one manure ball, whereas with the shake and fork, I don't care. You just go over and, like Glenn says, you bzzz, and you push the button and it's done. And so I get a really high quality cleaning, and I do it faster. And I usually don't even have to take my jacket off in the wintertime because I don't build up the sweat.
That's true. That is true. Well, then let me tell. We're running out of time here. I just wanted to tell everybody where they can buy them. You go to equitymfg.com. That's equitymfg.com. A lot of our listeners have done that. They all, every single one of them that has these forks, whether it's the shaken fork or the flexen fork. And we've had a lot of listeners too, Joseph, that have gotten the flexen fork first and then have wanted to get a shaken fork. They've upgraded. So, you know, we have a lot of those too that we have heard from. But if you haven't yet, or if you're buying gifts for someone, this is the perfect holiday gift. As we say in our commercials for Equity, this is the gift that will keep on giving, and you'll get thanked every day your friend picks up this fork. So don't give them something that's just going to go away in a week. Give them something that's going to last them for years. And that's the Equity Fork. Thank you, Joseph, for calling in. It's equitymfg.com.
Thank you, Glenn. Have a great, great afternoon.
And go to Horses in the Morning Facebook page. We posted the pile of broken, cheapy forks on there. It's great. So go there and check it out. Thanks, Joseph.
You're welcome.
Well, that was fun morning. We got to talk about music. We weren't counting on that. And I know it's one of your favorite topics, so that's why I had that ready for you.
It is. I'm glad you had that. I'm glad you didn't post it so I could see it ahead of time.
By the way,
now I've Googled it like crazy.
I did look it up. Carrie Underwood is in the $22 million range. So we don't have to feel bad for her. She just didn't.
Oh, poor Carrie. Only $22 million. Ugh, what is she going to do for Christmas? How can she afford stuff?
Well, you know, she has to support that hockey-playing husband of hers, because hockey players can't make much money. I'm sorry. They just can't. There's just not money in that. So.
Yeah, not, poor thing. He's starving, too.
That's it. We'll be back here tomorrow. Don't forget, we have the Emergency Preparedness Day with Dr. G, brought to you by TLAR. That'll be here tomorrow. We'll be live, and then we'll be back here on Friday with the what are we doing? Really bad ads on Friday. Jennifer, do we know what the prizes are real quick?
We have cool prizes available.
Cool prizes on Friday.
We'll
post them on Facebook. We'll tell you what they are tomorrow. That means we have no idea. We didn't look yet. So, but you get your ads at Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com with really bad ads in the subject line. That's it for today. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Spay, neuter, and geld.
Thank you, Jamie. Give the baby a hug.
Bye.
See you next week. Get to meet the family.
I'll talk to you Friday. I'll be here.